Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With global stock values having plummeted tens of trillions of dollars from their peak, now lower today than when President Biden took office, a lot of people are asking, why didn't somebody warn me? Well, we did. More than 3 years ago. In our commentary on September 20, 2019, several months before the pandemic appeared, we pointed out that U.S. banks were less willing to extend each other overnight loans. That signaled an increased risk of failures of major banks. That was why, just 3 days before this warning, the Federal Reserve began daily injections of tens to hundreds of billions of dollars of liquidity into the 24 primary trading partner banks of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. In all, the Fed extended more than $10 trillion of liquidity loans into these banks before the program was replaced by a more secretive means of bailing out major American banks. We pointed out that these liquidity injections were the first by the Fed since the Great Recession. We also told you to heed Fed Chair Powell's September 19, 2019 statement, quote, "It is certainly possible we will need to resume the organic growth of the Fed balance sheet sooner than we thought," unquote. That statement confirmed a coming decline in the U.S. economy on the scale of the Great Recession. 3 years ago, we couldn't tell you when this market crash would happen, only that it was going to occur sometime in the short to medium term. Did you listen to us then? Are you listening now? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.